Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, eh? Now we got winner, baby. The real Great White North.
Cuckoo, look, cuckoo! Oh, beauty, go. Look, cuckoo, look, cuckoo!
Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my...
All right. How's it going, eh? It is Church beauty. Wednesday on the pod. Church, okay, what is the temperature right now in the Twin Cities?
At this very moment, it is... -2.
Holy shit. Almost as bad. Joining us today from Milwaukee, Hosehead Big Mikey O'Neill from the Whiskey League. Mikey, what's the temperature in Milwaukee?
It's a smooth zero.
Zero!
Nothing.
Today is music. That's right.
I think much like the content of this podcast.
Hey now. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Firing wow. Out of the gate. I thought this was going to be a meeting of friends. I thought you said you liked Mike. Better than Gitter, at least. Wow. You know the knuckleheads, Charge, are going to be upset that Mikey was given run today. They're going to give him all kinds of shit on this text thread, which is like a separate internet, right, Mike? It's the internet that's a private internet where all we do all day is we share stories, troll each other, and then sort of like seek engagement. And so I know when I send something out that I think is good and it gets no engagement, I get triggered. I don't like it.
Well, I demand answers.
Well, I mean, you're the same way. Everyone's the same way. We have certain guys on the thread who just rip off 6-7 in a row. And of course, with the Iowa caucus last night, Mr. Charchian, oh boy, politics came to the text thread last night in a big way.
I dropped out of the text thread. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, you were on the whiskey text thread.
I'm on the whiskey one. I'm on the whiskey league text thread, and I want to be on the other one.
No,
I'm happy.
No,
with
you
my,
don't.
My,
you don't want to be on my, it.
That's right. There's way too much nudity. Not tasteful nudity. That is not something I need to be a part of with this group.
Interesting. I didn't know you were a Mennonite. Congratulations.
Well, I'd like to think so. No electricity used in this podcast.
So
not interested in being a part of that.
All right. So before we get to last night's games, and I was wrong about both, capping off a 1-5 weekend.
Mike, wow, you took Pittsburgh. You were on the Steelers side.
It was a great covering bet until it wasn't, like most losing bets, like your Eagles four ways this season. Loser, 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 loser. Recap for Mikey, how many ways you had the Eagles this year on futures?
Okay, so I was a big believer in the Eagles going into the season, best roster in football, and I bet them over 12.5 wins, over 13.5 wins, over 14.5 wins, and to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. At one point, keep in mind, this team was 10-1.
Aware.
I'm like, I'm going to into at least like the over 12.5, the over 13.5. Like, those are done deals. Oh, but wait.
Oh.
There's more. Yeah.
There's more wagering? Did you buy that beautiful Godzilla pinball machine based on your expected Eagles over winnings?
That was, right, that's spent money. I'm like, that's good money. There's no way that I'm not going to make some of these back. And at this point, it is December 1. Let's just go. I mean, we're not going back that far. Eagles are 10-1. They have a looming tough game against San Francisco, and it's at home. And I'm like, well, that's coin flip. I'm going to get that. Then they're at Dallas. I'm like, all right, they'll split those two. But then it's Seattle, the Giants, Arizona, and the Giants. So I'm like, that's going to be
layups.
They should go 4-4 right there.
Right.
That should have been easy wins. And they won one of them, and then they got steamrolled by Baker freaking Mayfield.
The Eagles game, Mikey, broke. The Niners game broke the Eagles, in my opinion.
Oh, it broke them in half and sent them back to the dungeons of Philadelphia and the Dirty Birds and all the things that happened bad in Philadelphia. And last night, hey, Charge, it's okay. I mean, the Packer fans feel your pain on Baker Mayfield. It's okay. We feel your pain.
Oh, he lit our ass up. Like, that loss, Mikey, is looking better and better all the time. Because Mayfield should have had 400 yards and four touchdowns at least. Mike Evans dropped a couple of them. And Autumn also dropped a couple. I mean, it was bad. But anyway, so you went out to Iowa to make these bets with your lovely bride, Roxy. On a beautiful August afternoon, you're like, let's go whiskey hunt. Let's go for a drive. Let's go out to Iowa where betting is legal. And let me get nuts deep on Philly futures.
Correct. I also bet Houston to win the division. So that worked out pretty well. And by the way, nobody goes to Northern Iowa for whiskey. Yeah, I'm not going to go across the border into Northern Iowa for whiskey. That's not happening.
But you do go out to the country to the off the beaten path stores, right? For rare allocations?
In the cornfields of Iowa. The most exotic whiskey I'm going to find in Ames is going to be Jim Beam.
We have a rare Jim Beam. Well,
to the Old Crow.
I thought, Mike, because you and JB will go on whiskey hunts to the small liquor stores out of town that get allocations of the rare stuff that the hillbillies don't even understand is good, right? That's the game?
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah.
See, I don't think those, you might know more than I do about this. I don't think those destinations even get the allocation, right?
Ah.
I mean, they know they're not going to sell it there. And maybe this is just my big city bias. I've got my places in town that I like to go to, but I don't ever hear about tiny towns getting the good stuff.
Well, Mike. Sure.
Well, Minneapolis is a little different on a big city. Wisconsin's allocation, the Milwaukee area allocation, is super low from the on the allocated stuff, because Wisconsin sells 85% of the brandy in the United States.
Brandy? So these
brandy.
Yeah.
Corbel, 85% of the Corbel in the U.S. is sold in Wisconsin. So the store owners refuse to give up shelf space and do stuff with a lot of in the big markets. So
who's drinking brandy?
Wisconsin.
Oh my,
and in a word. Because it's tradition.
Old fashioned. Old fashioned.
Wisconsin brandy does slushes. Brandy old fashions. 85%
brandy
of the market.
Slushes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What?
You go into any supper club. If Manny's was in Milwaukee, the signature drink, there would be four different brandy drinks.
Is there something I'm missing on brandy? I mean,
it's awful.
You know,
no,
I,
you're not missing,
you know, like once every 5 years, all the sip of it and go, why would anybody drink this?
What do you mean it's awful, Mike? It's sweet.
Oh, brandy's. It's disgusting. So it's
really?
Disgusting.
Is it worse? It is brandy worse than a mint julep? Which is a trash.
No,
drink.
That's no.
Too. Okay,
no.
All
mint, right. Mint julep is a bourbon tradition in Kentucky, and as far as I'm concerned, it can stay there on Derby Day.
Exactly, it's just god awful. So anyway, yeah. The Eagles are in utter disarray. I believe, fellas, that something happened, something big happened in the locker room that sent the team asunder, and we're not going to know about it until weeks or months or years or maybe never later. Something happened. Teams don't just fall apart like this. Just my opinion.
I'll give you, I think Jalen Hurts is Hurts. And yeah. I think he's been playing on a bad leg for a long time. They've dialed back his designed runs quite a bit. In fact, he had one designed run in that playoff game. That's it. And the guy, you know, part of what made him so special and dynamic and why defenses struggled to stop him was you had to sweat the design runs. And, you know, when he's doing the play action RPOs and
right.
You're worried about whether or not he's coming at you, that was a huge factor. But when you take that off the board, you don't have to sweat it anymore. And the last several weeks, he hasn't had the mobility. I think Jalen Hurts is way more hurt than we know, even though they weren't putting him on the injury report. And maybe this will be one of those things where we'll look back later and wonder why they didn't get fined for it when he has surgery on a knee or something, right? So, yeah, that's my theory anyway.
Remember,
for part of it.
Yeah, speaking of that injury report stuff, remember when the Bengals refused, they lied about Joe Burrow, and then he comes out and his whole wrist blows up, and you're like, what was that? And then a photo comes out of him getting off the bus with a splint. And they go, oh, yeah, no, it's just therapeutic. He wears that all the time. And the NFL's like, well, we're going to have to look into that. And then like 4 days later, they go, nah, nothing to it. Keep moving.
Yeah, whatever.
This fucking league. I agree with you, Charge, in that he was last year Lamar Light, Jalen Hurts. Lamar Light. The running part of his game was the secret sauce that made it all work. And without it, it doesn't all work because he's not that good of a passer yet, may never be. But here's the thing. The more he runs, the more you're going to get hurt. The more years that go by, the more you're going to ouch.
Yeah,
and then it all falls apart. So they've got $200 million invested in him.
Oh, hang on. That's Scraps.
Scraps, everybody has made the podcast. Scrapper, what's going on, buddy?
God forbid Amazon arrives, right?
Do you need to go up and get that? Because I'll talk to Mike for a second.
Why do we do this to ourselves? Roxy's running to my rescue. I'm going to mute for just a minute. You guys can carry the conversation.
All right, you guys at mute for that. Mikey, what do you think of that theory that he's just not running as much?
Well, I mean, I'll say from a personal standpoint, I had him in guillotine league, and early in the year, you know, I started him and he had a rushing touchdown. He had, you know, he was good for 50, 60 rushing yards a game. Then when he hurt his ankle, it changed and I didn't play him. And last night somebody said, I don't know if it was Buck or somebody, but somebody said, you can just tell he even banged his ankle off one of the offensive linemen last night, and he shook it and tried to shake it off. There's something going on with that they haven't told us. And my guess is, you know, the NFL and Roger, who was there last night, well, you know, he toughed it out, and so he didn't put him on the injury report. So, you know, let's just move on to next season, and let's just hope he's healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, crash and burn. They got a lot of things to figure out there in Philadelphia, and really couldn't happen to a nicer group of – of guys. Apparently a caller. Yeah, go ahead, Charge.
That's the thing about the Eagles, right, and their fans. Nobody has sympathy for that fan base. Nobody. So you get, you know, and I decided I would tune in to WIP.
Yes.
The epic sports talk radio station in Philadelphia. So I listened for about 90 minutes this morning just to get the tenor of the town. Hey, WIP turns the station over to their callers all the time. They probably took 10 calls in 90 minutes.
That's
which
it,
I found
huh?
amazing.
So, right.
Well, that's a lot, I think. Our station takes 10 calls a week.
Yeah, well, but Philly sports radio, like New York, it's almost like a helpline. Hi, WIP, yeah. How can I help you with your sports opinion? Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, Allen Iverson needs to shoot more or something like that. It's the easiest sports radio to do in the world, but you got to live in a filthy town full of savages. Just kidding for my Philly listeners. Yeah. Nathan Nye, this is for you, buddy. I have a wife who's from Philadelphia. I'm allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that. It's her. Okay, just calm down, everybody.
Yeah, what about Scott Lynn? How did Scott Lynn end up second on your list here?
Scott is absolutely apoplectic. He sensed something was wrong weeks and weeks ago, and I berated him saying, calm down, you lost one game. I'm tired of you acting like, oh, we've lost two in a row, everything's bad. Mm-hmm. And boy, was I dumb and wrong about that.
The tenor in Philly is clean house, baby. They want to keep their GM, everybody else out.
That's what every fan base wants to do. We're constantly blowing it up and cleaning house. Here's an F-bomb that apparently made it on air. Chuck from Mount Airy told Jack Fritz to shut the fuck up on air. Oh, God, this is so good. Why is my mouse now not working? Oh, good, it ran out of batteries at the wrong time. I'll play it for you in just a second. All right, let's move to the other game. The Bills subdue the Steelers. The whole drama is about Mike Tomlin, who refused to answer about next year. He does have 1 year left on his contract. Reports are today, this afternoon, that he has told the team that he has no expectation to step down and plans to coach next year. Not even arguing.
Of course he does.
Okay, of course he does. But not even arguing whether or not he's a good coach or deserves to stay. Is there an argument of it's just time? It's just time.
Well, let me ask you. I'll quiz both of you on this. Mike Tomlin's first year was what? And his last playoff win was in what year? So when did he start
from
coaching?
Year to year? Well, I think
when was his last? When was his last win?
His
last playoff win was 2016.
That's right. Nicely done.
And his first year was.
He's working on 23 years.
2000 and.
Yes.
Yeah. 17 is the head coach and 17 years without a losing record.
Oh, 17,
2007.
Not okay.
Yeah. 2007.
I mean, right. It's an insane run by any standard, right?
So what do you say? Time to move on? Or he's
no, hell
right...
no, it's not time to move on. Mm-mm. Look at his quarterbacks. Look what they've given him to work with. Their leading passer, Kenny Pickett, the last this year, Kenny Pickett, year before that, Kenny Pickett, dude's not functional, and that's not his fault. Tomlin doesn't make the draft picks. You had Roethlisberger at the bitter end of his career the last couple of years. Before that, Roethlisberger got hurt, and they had to go to Mason Rudolph for that season. And that was a disaster. Just, you know, you can't even evaluate a coach if you have a non-functional quarterback, and that's what he's had for most of the last five seasons. If Tomlin springs free, he immediately moves to the top of the pecking order for available head coaches ahead of Bill Belichick. I'd much rather have Mike Tomlin and his track record of success with mediocre talent than I would Bill Belichick's track record without Tom Brady.
Wow.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
I'm going to have to drug test both you guys. That is way too strong a take.
If I'm Atlanta, if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, A, what am I hiring a 71-year-old coach for without a quarterback?
Right.
And B, if you're going to hire a guy, you know, well, if Tomlin, let's go back to that. Tomlin... He deserves Tom Landry status in Pittsburgh. He can coach as long as he wants. He doesn't lose. And think about yesterday. They gave up, you know, all those points in the cold. He played without TJ Watt. He put this team, that team was put together by shoelaces and duct tape, and he got in the playoffs.
All right. I'm going to bring on some Steeler fans that are not Tomlin guys, And then I'll send you the tape of it because they are going to school you on. You're looking at it through rose-colored non-Yinzer glasses. Many in the Yinzer nation have had it with Tomlin. And I'm just saying, I think you guys, well, okay. But I think, you know, they also sniff the rarefied air of six world championships, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, just making the playoffs ain't cutting it for them. They're not Jacksonville, bro.
they have a history, clearly. You know, and Tomlin got them to two Super Bowls, but none since 2010, which is a long time ago. You know, Steelers are used to waiting that long. You know, here in Minnesota, that's nothing. I mean, we've been waiting since 1977 to go back to the Super Bowl.
Right. I think I got the caller for you who said shut the fuck up to the host. The rats fighting the rats.
I'm actually very good at this. Nah, disagree.
Man, you run your freaking mouth.
Would
too
you
much.
Stop being a baby? Would you just talk the about the Eagles? Oh, wow. All right, Chuck, why don't you take a chill pill?
I love it. Don't ever tell a Philly fan that angry to, quote, stop being a baby. He'll show up to the studio door with a Glock in his hand. You do not. How does a Philly sports host not realize the savages he's speaking?
You're very good at this. Nah, disagree.
You run your freaking mouth.
Would you stop being a baby? Would you just talk about the Eagles?
Oh wow! Discussion they're going to get.
Chuck, why don't you take a chill pill
from their callers in Philly? And obviously, everybody's in a bad mood today. The funny thing is, Abe, as I'm listening, by the way, and this is one of the things that irks me about sports talk radio, including my own station. What's the first thing every caller says?
Well, usually
on the air,
first time, long time.
How you doing?
Love the show.
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, you don't like that?
No. How you doing? I'm fine. We're on the air. I'm fine. We're on the air.
It's funny.
I'm miserable. We just lost. We just lost in the first round of the playoffs. I'm miserable.
How you doing?
Let's move on.
You're like in the line in Mad Men. How's it going? Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob. Right. Yes.
Okay, so wait.
Oh, what a
are you allowed
show. Best you, in best cast in the history of television, by the way.
So there hey, there's a show that Church likes. I'm glad to know he likes
Mad
his show.
Mad Men is so good.
10 out of 10, baby.
It's before our time though, fellas. You know that. We didn't
what do you mean?
Live
it's before
that
our time.
Well, we didn't live that era. It's about 10 years ahead of our wheelhouse era. I know it's probably really good, which I need to watch it. I started watching it.
Yeah, what? Well, you haven't seen Mad Men?
He hasn't seen Major League either, Chark, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Let's not play this game of what I haven't seen, what you haven't seen, what you need to see, etc., etc.
For shame.
Did you ever see
I will him? Never look at you the same way again.
How did you look at me? As a potential gay lover, if you ever went gay, I want you to say that, please.
For sure. Absolutely.
All right. And I'll officiate the ceremony.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want to be able to say my own vows, though. I want you to know that, Mike.
Absolutely.
Well, I've already got them written for Zay.
I can only imagine.
Yep. I get out a little chisel and stone tablet every night. Okay. I pound out a few new lines.
Okay. Like Moses and the Ten Commandments. Very good. Yeah.
Let me get back to that whole thing about how you're doing. Apparently, the former PD at, I believe, ESPN Radio was a big stickler for that and really drilled it into all of the hosts. Do not let, and would have the call screeners make sure to tell the callers, don't ask how you're doing. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. Boys, it's just a simple little dollop of grease for the conversation. It is a conversational starter of sorts. It takes 2 seconds. How you doing? Not great. Okay, boom, on to the point. To start without a how you're doing seems almost sociopathic. It's a courtesy. How tight is your schedule in the day that you don't have 2 seconds to start a conversation with how you doing? Fine, thanks. What's your point? Boom, gone. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. Anyway.
You're asking a question that requires a response. Now, you know, and everybody knows and doesn't care. Nobody cares. And everybody knows how you're doing. It's pointless. I think it's absolutely correct to drill into your screeners. There's no need to ask.
You ever hear the life saying, never tell people your woes? or your troubles, half the people don't care, and the other half are glad you have
them. You got them. You got it. You got it.
Okay. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, so the Bills, do the Bills have a chance to make the Super Bowl at this point? Can they make a Cinderella run? Yes? Okay. What would prevent them?
They actually,
Josh Allen? Their defense losing guy after guy after guy after guy?
Well, except for the guy that, you know, that the linebacker that didn't go to Key West in his RV and he's, you know, he's playing. But, you know, but Josh Allen throwing interceptions, yeah, that's a problem. And they can't do it. They can't turn it over. But they get Kansas City at home and it's going to be cold. And it's time for Buffalo to beat them. And honestly, Buffalo reminds me of the Packers in 2010. They were beat up. They were hurt. They were on the ropes, and they got hot, and they got, you know, they got going, and they were just unstoppable. And Buffalo looked. I know Pittsburgh was depleted yesterday, but you know Buffalo looked good yesterday. They looked good at the end of the year. They looked good beating Miami. And you know Josh Allen's legs are always, at least to me, they are always, you know, they're just the wild card for the Bills.
Charge.
Bills won six straight. They beat good teams in the stretch. Miami, they've beaten the Chiefs, same team we're talking about right now, right? So they, you know, they beat Kansas City week 14. So absolutely, Kenan should win this game. They're playing far better. Kansas City, as one-sided as their game was, that wasn't really about Kansas City being good. That was about Miami completely mailing it in, right? No interest in being there. No interest in tackling. Every single Dolphin looked like all they wanted to do was get back on the plane and go home. Nobody had an interest in winning that game.
No.
Buffalo's going to Buffalo gets the privilege of hosting, which they never get to do against Kansas City. And man, they got some pent up anger about how things have gone down with the Chiefs. I think they rally here and decimate Kansas City. Wow. They've been the far better team for the better part of 2 months now. And they are going to stick it to that team. And I think it's going to be a great. Now, if it turns out, let me mention this. If it turns out Patrick Mahomes accomplished so much, you know what he hasn't done?
He hasn't gone
on the road, the road, go win a Super Bowl. Right. This is about the last thing he's got left to accomplish. And it'll be interesting to see if he can rally from this. Again, I think Buffalo rolls, but I like the idea that Mahomes could be motivated to do something that he hasn't done before, but I don't know if he can drag the, you know, 52 other guys with him.
Isn't it true that he has never played a road game in the playoffs?
Boy, correct. I bet that is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they've had home field advantage every year since he was a starter.
Right. Okay. On the Tyreek front, so the NFL's own Twitter feed at NFL said, "Don't play with Snead," because L'Jarius Snead bodied him right to the ground. He kind of slipped, but he also just buried him right at the line of scrimmage. Tyreek Hill himself retweeted it by saying, "Jammed my ass to Cancun," laughing emoji. I kind of like that, actually. That's pretty self-deprecating. Yeah. People are now saying, well, what is Tony Romo going to be like with two quarterbacks he spooges over on the air in, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen? I'm going to put that aside for a second and say, what's going on with Tony Romo? Some of the things he said during the broadcast made people wonder, is he drunk? Is he delusional after 3 days of a travel ban sitting in a hotel room with Jim Nance just waiting for the game to start? What is going on here? The worst of it, boys, was him admitting on air, we didn't know how good Najee Harris, we knew how good Najee Harris was playing, but I didn't realize they had this 1-2 punch with Jaylen Warren. What?
Well, Jaylen Warren has been, this is a guy who got 150 carries this year, 150. You know, if you've watched a moment of Steelers football, you know that Jaylen Warren has been a big part of this team, and he's averaged 5.5 yards per carry. So, you know, he's been good. He's been their home run hitter. I mean, just
so
like,
how does a $17 million a year analyst, the golden child who broke open salaries for others like Aikman and Buck to get wildly overpaid. Mm-hmm. How does he say something so shockingly stupid and ill-prepared? We didn't know they had this great 1-2 punch. Wake up. What? Here, I want to play it for you. Tell me if you can hear this. If you can't hear this, because sometimes the feed does not come through. And of course, when I go to play it, it's not playing. Mikey, you know Romo a bit because he's a guy from Burlington, Wisconsin, southeast Wisconsin, and he's a big golfer. You've played in high-level amateur events with Romo. What's going on with him?
Yeah, I'm the furthest guy to criticize the media because I'm not in it. But
Romo, it's just, who you still want to be boys with. I get it, but go ahead.
No, it's not that. He was clearly not prepared. His charts weren't there. He hadn't done his homework. Maybe it's because it's not the quarterback position. He studies that more than others. I don't know, but it was weird to hear, and it was weird to hear him miscall that interception and jump out of his chair and, Nance have to reel him back in, like a fish, bringing a fish into the boat. But, Tony's a good guy, and,
he seems like a great guy, but it's almost like he's saying
off his game yesterday. He was not good. He was not good yesterday. The one thing I'll say on the other side, at least he's not biased, because listening to some of these guys over the weekend, like listening to the guys calling the Cowboy game, I mean, you could not. You really thought the Cowboys were playing an 11-on-11 scrimmage the way they were talking about it.
You felt like the baby KK Greg Olsen team was leaning Cowboys.
It was, they were down 25 and they were telling the Cowboys that they could still win the game. I'm going, what are you talking about? But anyway, who knows what's going on with Tony Charge? You have a better idea than I do. I can't criticize the media that much, but he's a quarterback guy. I mean, maybe Charge, that's it. I don't know.
This is to me profoundly embarrassing. It is. How can you not know that they have had this great dynamic combo at running back? Tell me you don't watch the NFL, even though you're paid $17 million to watch the NFL. Jesus.
You're familiar with Occam's razor?
Yes, where the simplest explanation is most often the correct one.
That's exactly right. He doesn't prep. He just told the whole world that he does not prep up for these games, at least this game.
Forget prep. Does he watch the NFL on a week-to-week basis? Well, is he in a single fantasy league? Does he bet any games?
Yeah, the answer to all that's probably no. But here's the thing.
So what does he do?
Here's the thing that you can't hold him accountable for not watching enough football for the rest of the league, because he's calling the games on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he should be myopically focused on the game he's calling. And even though he's doing the late afternoon game, he's busy during the early games, prep in theory, prepping and being getting ready for that, getting to the stadium early. I don't mind so much that he's not closely following the whole league, although a fantasy team would be good for him. And he one time hosted a fantasy football conference, by the way.
Oh, that got shut down in Vegas back when the NFL was run by Puritanism. And they're like, you're in the same hotel as a casino. That's gambling.
That's right.
And it's evil. And they shut it down. And now the NFL's like, MGM, the official betting partner of the National Football League. Well, they had an intervention. They had an intervention for Romo this offseason because they could tell he was getting loose. They could tell he wasn't doing his work. Mm-hmm. And he said he would dig in and get better. It's not getting better.
Who had the intervention, and do we know that?
The executives,
or do we think
no. It was reported on by Andrew Marshall, New York Post. CBS executives flew down to Texas, and you know, he said, we just wanted to touch base with Tony and, you know, point out some of the things that he did early on that made him great and how maybe he could get back to doing this or that and explain line play better. There's articles written about it. You can read it. But it's clear that he just doesn't give a fuck. And you can say, well, he's focused on his one game. What are you doing Mondays? What are you doing Tuesdays? What are you doing Wednesdays? What are you doing on the plane? And even if you are still doing other things, golfing, I'm sure, right, Mike? You know, find a little time to watch the team you're about to announce. You know, especially if you're stuck in the hotel, as Nance made it sound like. He said it was like The Shining with all the snow outside, travel ban, being stuck.
Right.
Like The Shining, but with way better room service, I bet.
Or at least have, you know, they all got spotters up there. I mean, at least have the before the game, maybe have the spotter in your ear. Hey, don't forget, you know, they've got these two running backs, or, you know, have the spotter look at his game chart or something.
Have a production nerd sit down and go, okay, Tony, let me get you up to speed. If you have any questions, just let me know. Steelers have been really using this combination of both Harris and Warren. Harris is a bit more of the bruiser. Warren's a little bit more electric. Yards per carry is this. Here's where they use them. Okay, good. We're moving on. Wide receivers. They got two dipshits on their team. But you know what? They're really talented. So when they're not being dipshits, like, they're dangerous. You walk them through the whole thing in about 10 minutes. All right. Charge canceled his Peacock, Mikey. Canceled it.
Yay, Charge.
Canceled it. Before the game hit zeros on Saturday night. Explain yourself, Church.
Well, okay, I didn't want to have to pay for it to begin with, and I fundamentally oppose the fact that the NFL has made me sign up for 8 different platforms just to watch the NFL. So, really, I would love to be a conscientious objector and not have watched the Kansas City game at all.
Right.
And, by the way, as a side note, and I don't remember if I talked about this last week or not, Zabe.
Yeah.
There's going to be a total of, I believe, 17 NFL games in the playoffs. The one game that was sure to have Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift was on Peacock. I mean, they only knew for sure they got one. And
what are
so
the odds?
On all 17.
What are the odds that it wasn't Tampa and Philly? What are the odds?
Exactly. Exactly. So would have loved to go on conscientious objector, but my job requires me to watch these things. So I did.
Tony Romo's job doesn't.
I watched. Now I could. Yeah, good point. I don't make $17 million. That was my problem. I could have waited the whole month, right? I could have taken in everything that Peacock Plus has to offer.
They get Oppenheimer. Have you seen Oppenheimer?
The Office again. Okay. They're pushing Oppenheimer. Apparently they've got Oppenheimer. Right. I could have taken, but not, but you know what? I'm not giving him the satisfaction. So I decided, you know what? When this game was effectively over at the 5-minute, there's like 5 minutes left in the game. I'm like, I'm going to make a statement right here. I'm canceling now. Now I still got to pay for the whole month. Right. So I don't get anything less. It still costs me $5.99, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just ending this charade right now. Now the bad part, not only do they get the $6, but the other thing they get, all your personal information, right?
Yeah. It's a data scrape.
That's right. They got my data too. It's probably worth more than the $6. Well, my data's worth more.
Oh, your data's
gold. I mean, Mike's,
yours
isn't.
No, mine is not. My data's worth nothing. And I was a conscientious objector. I did not watch it. I did not subscribe.
Oh, for God's sakes. Don't tell me. Really?
That's true. That's true.
Did you steal someone's password? Where were you Saturday night? I want a location check.
Did you go to a bar?
I was sitting.
I'll go back to the text thread and find out where you were. You were texting that night.
I wasn't. I was sitting in my house with my mom because her house was out of power. We had a fire in the fireplace. We watched the first game, and then my mom had never seen Top Gun Maverick, so we watched Maverick in beautiful, high-definition surround sound and had a great time.
Wow. So, Charge, did the rep for Peacock say to you, but, sir, you get it for the rest of the month? You sure you don't want to cancel
in.
Later?
Yeah, fortunately, you don't have to call in.
Do you know how this works, sir?
Mr. Charchi and sir, can you please explain to us what we have done and what can we do to keep you as
keep
a member of Peacock?
Right.
So when the NFL and NBC, aka Peacock, when they spiked the football with their promo Sunday night during the Lions game, bragging about the record-setting streaming numbers, and essentially did the Key and Peele Hingle McCringleberry 5 thrusts right in your face. Did that enrage you even further? Or
Hate it. You know, we as a nation capitulated to this. We sent the NFL one key message. Keep doing it to us. We'll pay. We will always pay. We'll continue to pay. We love to pay. There is no limit to the unique number of services we will subscribe to, NFL. Continue to milk us. We love it.
My father has a brilliant phrase for this. He taught me this many years ago. I didn't understand it at first, but I do now more than ever. You know what his phrase is? He says, you know, Stephen, it's just the tyranny of the masses. I said, the what? He said the tyranny of the masses. What it means is simply that the hoopleheads, the masses, if they want something bad enough, they're going to trample you as a conscientious objector as they run like scared cattle in one direction in a size and numbers that you can't overrun. You're like, you know, you get carried away. And there's no voting on this. There is no debating on this. There's no deliberating on it. It is, in fact, a tyranny. And the masses have low standards, very few red lines in life they're going to stick to, and awful taste, and they're lazy. And it's why television has gone to shit. You know that today, David Chase of The Sopranos, I saw this came out, he gave an interview, and he said, look, the golden age of television is over. You're never going to see great shows that blow your mind like Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Sopranos. That's over because of streaming, the algorithm, and the pressure to make more cheap shit. Quantity is the new coin of the realm. Keep pushing it out. These fat, dumb Americans need to binge. Hit play another episode, And
I don't agree with that.
Well, give me a good show. Give me a great show on the pantheon of Breaking Bad, Sopranos, Game of Thrones.
Well, that's currently airing. The Bear is awfully good as one show. But here's why I don't agree.
The Bear. Haven't heard any buzz on that from anybody.
You haven't watched Mad Men, so you're out of this conversation. Okay. This is between Mike and I now.
I'm the
Bear's great.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I'm the captain.
Look at what Netflix has done by creating now hundreds of different shows that then they turn around and cancel after one season, right? They tried the whole volume thing. Like, we're going to do show, and we'll just see what sticks. We're going to throw stuff out and see what the masses ultimately go to. And that hasn't worked. Meanwhile, Apple Plus has tried the quality over quantity approach. And I think they've been very, by and large, very successful with that.
Really?
Apple Plus doesn't have a billion shows. They go for a handful of shows that are very well produced, big stars, big production values, big budgets, and I think that's ultimately worked for them.
All right, give me the
Ted Lasso, The Morning Show. I mean,
okay, Ted Lasso really hooked me because it was beautifully shot and I thought sweetly scripted, but it fell apart. And I have not even watched Mikey the third season yet. I hear the third season is an absolute shit show, just terrible.
It's not good, no. But I got to tell you, you know what? The Morning Show is good. I enjoyed The Morning Show.
Is it over?
Severance is one of the best shows ever made, like history.
No, it's not.
Severance is great.
Severance is awesome.
Now we're going to get into this whole thing about Severance. I don't understand people's obsession with it. I guess you like corporate politics. Ooh, who's going to be cut out of their stock?
It has nothing to do with corporate politics. You've not seen Severance if you think it's about corporate politics.
Time out. Timeout. Sorry, I was thinking
flag on a play.
Flag on the play. I was thinking not severance, but what's the one that everyone liked? Similar word. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Why can't I think about it?
Succession.
Yes.
Succession was. Yeah, I thought that was overrated, and they just cleaned house at the Emmys, and I was disappointed that they do that. Yeah, the Emmys will do this bit where they don't recognize you. They don't recognize you. The show's popular. Then the show ends, and they go, well, this is our last chance. I guess we got to go pile on the Emmys for Succession. It was good. It's not great.
I thought it sucked. I thought it was easily the biggest, most overhyped shit show that I didn't care about. Didn't care about any of the characters. The dialogue was terrible. It was shot terribly. They cut corners. I could see in the way it was produced. It was boring. Who cares? A fictional corporate drama about a family that was like the Fox Network and Murdoch. I mean, whatever. But hey, to each their own. So you think television is just fine right now, Charge? Net, net.
I think it's now eventually what's going to catch up to us. The writer's strike's going to catch up to us at some point. But things take so long in the pipeline, right?
What do you mean catch up? It just ended.
Yeah, it just ended. But the problem is they didn't work for, 6 months. And so, you know, when things a year from now would have been coming out that would be in production now, written now, produced now, we lost half a year. And so I think we're going to pay the piper on that down the road.
All right, Mikey, is television fine right now?
Television's okay. I mean, I get stuck watching reruns of stuff I liked from the 80s and 90s and early 2000s on cable just because
I would rather watch the good stuff over again too, because I want to watch good stuff.
Flip through the TV and I find MASH or Seinfeld, I stop the remote.
can't watch. I can't watch Seinfeld. Laugh track. Dead to me. Great show in its day. Oh, laugh track.
Okay. We're going to leave that to the side. As Andy Reid likes to say at the end of his pressers, the time is yours. 2 minutes, each of you. 2 minutes. The time is yours. One more thing on the tip of your tongue.
I got it. I'm up.
Yep.
Brett Favre told the NFL Network about Taylor Swift. She's using Travis Kelce for publicity. It's a money grab, and it's not going to end well.
Right. Hot take for Favre.
That is. I mean, you know, he knows something about money grabs when he sees them, right?
Well, because he's the one with his hand in the money grab for the poor children of Mississippi.
That's right. Okay. You know how I feel about this. You know I think this whole thing's a contrivance.
What is a contrivance? Oh, the affair.
The whole relationship's a contrivance.
Right. You don't think Favre stealing money from the welfare people in Mississippi is a contrivance? You know, he's part of your problem too, you know. You Viking fans have to carry some of the shame with this douchebag. Not just us Packers.
We had to live through the dick pic that he took when he was with the Jets, but by the time that story broke, he was with us.
Right. It conveyed with him to Minnesota.
It didn't make him throw that interception against the Saints, though, Charge. Come on. That wasn't the reason.
Yeah. No, that was Bounty Gate, and that's because the Saints cheated.
Okay. Well, that's a whole separate story. All right, that's a good one right there. All right, Mikey, 2 minutes. The time is yours.
2 minutes. Well, for me, it's a little local action with the Milwaukee Bucks. They are going to regret the trade for Damian Lillard, and they are going to fire Adrian Griffin before the end of the year.
Wow.
This team is bad. This team is horrible defensively. And when they get in the playoffs, I don't care who they play, they can't flip a switch, and they're going to get beat like a drum in the playoffs. This team is not – they are just trying to outscore people, and it's a bad set of chemistry right now. They should have never – traded Jrue Holiday.
Okay.
What the hell are you talking about? The Bucks are the number 2 seed in the East. This feels very reactionary to me.
They're giving up 136 points a game. They're barely beating teams like San Antonio with a great roster. They are poorly coached, and they're not playing any defense. Zero defense.
I would agree. They could be, if they don't find a way to defend anybody, they could be a first-round ouster as a 2 seed in the East. I would not be stunned by that. But I don't think there's any way they're firing Griffin. They're going to fire a blackhead coach in Milwaukee in less than 1 year with a new superstar alongside Giannis. Giannis handpicked him, you know that. Giannis is not going to let them whack his boy, Griffin. Ain't going to happen.
Why not? Giannis is under contract.
Yeah, but that's Giannis's guy.
And by the way, might I add this? The Timberwolves, currently the 1 seed in the West, as a reminder on this.
Yep.
you know, they brought in Rudy Gobert that had to rework the entire offense. Sometimes it takes a little bit to unlock all the new things you're going to do when you have somebody that is, you know, Damian Lillard's not sitting as the 10th man on the bench, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he is somebody that becomes a focal point of the offense, and it might just, you know, if it takes half a season to figure that out, fine.
Yeah, Mike.
Guys are overreacting.
Take it from noted NBA expert. Checks notes.
That's
Paul
right.
Charchian of GuillotineLeagues.com. I love your NBA takes, by the way. Hey, Pinky Swear Boys, if it's T-Wolves Bucks in the NBA Finals, we're going to all seven games in person if necessary. Yes, Mikey?
I love
back it. And forth, back and forth. Snip, snap. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. All right, boys.
I mean, it's not impossible, right? It's the one seed against the two seed right now.
And we can take Charchian's helicopter back and forth.
Oh, all right. Like all right, boys. Good run. Thank you.
All right.
See you, boys.
So, good day. Good day. And you guys, where did that go? Hey, no. Hey, don't go. No, come back, eh? Look what you did. Everybody's going.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines. Better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.